he groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, which is, be thou opened. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Gospel, we read about the healing of a deaf-mute man. This miracle is recorded only in the Gospel of St. Mark. So we know that St. Mark got the story from St. Peter himself, whose secretary St. Mark was. This miracle took place when Jesus was once again on one of his journeys, preaching to the people how to live your life well, and also healing the sick. And this was very distant part of the country, but the people were still coming to him, praying and begging that he would heal them or their beloved ones. And this man was the deaf-mute, and his friends had taken him to Jesus in order that he would be healed. And indeed, Jesus touched the man's ears and his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and said, Ephphatha, and which means be opened. And then the man could hear, and he could also speak now. Our Lord charged the people to tell no one about this miracle, because he didn't want to yet arouse too much attention. But as the Gospel points out quite amusingly, always when our Lord charged the people to tell no one, the more they talked and mentioned the events to the other people. This time the crowd also said, he has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute to speak. We know such many wonderful things about our Lord from the Gospel. And since we read these stories over and over again, sometimes we miss some important little details. But not a single one of God's holy words is vain or useless. And it says in today's Gospel that right before Jesus heals this deaf-mute man, and he groans, or he, in other words, he sighs. And this groaning, it was not just a sign of compassion for this deaf-mute man about how much he has to suffer in this world. Our Lord's groaning was a lamentation at the misery, both spiritual and corporal, which sin had brought upon man all the way from Adam and Eve. And when we think about the blessings which we have received from her God, and also about the crosses which we have to go through in this life, one important lesson we must always keep in her mind, namely that the greatest evil in this world, it's not the devil, politicians, criminals, drug dealers, terrorists, but the most dangerous thing we can ever face is sin. It is sin which makes us criminals. It is sin which makes us disobedient to God. And the worst of all, mortal sin, it takes away our friendship with God and judges us to damnation. the one who truly wishes evil to us is the devil. The devil, the fallen angel, he knows very well that he has lost the war against God. And the only thing what he can still deal into us in this world is that he tries to snatch away as many souls as he can from the mercy of God. But you, as children of God, those who have been baptized into his church, you must also remember that the devil can never make you commit a single sin. If we commit a sin, we do that out of our own. We can be tempted, and certainly we often are. But when we are faced with the choice of whether staying obedient to God's rule or follow our own will, so often people decide to choose themselves and abandon God. And this is not something what the devil can choose or make us choose. It's always ourselves. Whenever someone complains to me that the devil made him do this or that, I interrupt him and tell him that no, it was your own fault. You cannot commit a sin by force or by accident. You always commit the sin or a sin on your own. Anyone who wonders why either he personally or the whole world must suffer so much, he should read the book of Job in the Bible. That shows us clearly that devil indeed, he is on a leash held by God. The devil only has so much power as God gives him, and sometimes God lets him do evil things, but only so that he can draw good things out of evil. Maybe not in this life, but most certainly in the life future everlasting. So do not blame anyone, including the devil, of your own bad deeds. It always reminds me of a story about a boy who was disobedient to his father and who was afraid of the punishment he would face. So he begged his father that, "No, Dad, it was the devil who made me do it." And father answered, "Well, son, I guess I need to beat the devil out of you." That does not work with your own father, and that will not work with the Heavenly Father either. We can in this life neither underestimate the devil or overestimate his power. The world teaches the devil as some sort of a corny Halloween character. And the devil is just fine with this, because then we know we think that he can do nothing about us. No, the devil is an angel. He's not a character, but a dangerous opponent. And know that you cannot beat him or his temptations with your own power. If you try that, you will lose. It's only if you are protected by the mercy and strength of God when you can stay faithful and resist temptations and the devil. And in order to do that, you need to be in the state of sanctifying grace. As the Bible exhorts us, we must be doers of the word, not hearers only. It is very easy to listen to the sermon. It is very easy to study the catechism, but just knowing your Catholic faith is not enough. After all, the devil himself, he knows every single doctrine of the Holy Catholic faith. Devil is a rebel. We must be faithful, and in order to show to our Heavenly Father that we are faithful, we must be like our Lord, who did all things well. When our Lord healed this deaf-mute man, he showed us very concretely that hearing and speech, they are gifts from God. So you can ask yourself today, do you use these gifts for doing all your things well? Keep in mind, you have two ears, but only one tongue. So learn to keep your tongue enclosed behind your lips and teeth, and always have your ears open to the clement and loving words of God Almighty. We pray every single day many times, lead us not unto temptation. The devil tempts you to commit a sin, but God never tempts you like this. God allows you sometimes to be tempted, but only so that you can do good and abandon sin. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.